with we're on the third line, Amar Rav Kahana. And we will get up to Mitzvah Shem around Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at around the fourth line. Okay, Amar Rav Kahana Marav. Yachad Shakibel Alav Tainis, Asr Bene Ilas Asandal. If a person, Stam, takes upon himself a Kabbalah's Tainis, so then he's not allowed to wear leather shoes. Why? Normally, wouldn't have a problem. But Chashinan Shema Tainis Tzibur Kibbalah Alav. If a person just says, Stam, I'm going to accept upon myself a fast, but he doesn't specify that it's specifically a Tainis Yachid, which would not require an Isser Ni'ilas Asandal of wearing leather shoes. So if he doesn't specify, then we fear the worst. We fear that perhaps what he had in mind, or might have had in mind, or what he's taking upon himself is like a Tainis Tzibur of the worst degree. There are different Tainis Tzibors. Even some Tainis Tzibors don't have an Isser of Ni'ilas Asandal, but certainly some of them do, like Tisha B'Av and like the fast days that we have in public for lack of rain, where the second or the third sets have the Isser of Ni'ilas Asandal.
But only Tainis Yachid has a Kabbalah to it. There's no Kabbalah by a Tainis Tzibor.
That's correct. Doesn't have a Kabbalah. Tainis Tzibor generally does not have a Kabbalah.
So there's nothing that he's going to have in his mind as far as it's not a Taos, you know, whether he's whether he's going into a Yachid, Tainis Yachid or a Tainis Tzibor.
Right.
If it's Tainis Tzibor, it's a Vadai. He doesn't wear it. You know what I mean?
Right. But I think what the Gemara is saying, our fear is that when he has in mind taking upon himself a Tainis Yachid, it is Ki Tainis Tzibor. Because most fasts are Tainis Tzibor, so what he might be having in mind is when he says, "I'm a Kabbalah upon myself a fast."
But there's no Kabbalah.
No Kabbalah where? And Tainis Yachid is a Kabbalah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're talking about he's going into a Tainis Tzibor.
We're afraid that maybe he has in mind that like a Tainis Tzibor, I'm going to fast like I would in a Tainis Tzibor. Some Tainis Tzibors require an Isser of Ni'ilas Asandal, so we're afraid that maybe he's going off the deep end here. He's going to have to...
Will we include the other conditions of Tashmish and...
Good question. You know what? That's a very... What? No, you can't jump on. You can't jump on. You can't do that. That's his question.
I can't do it.
Once I said it's a good question, I used to do that when I was a kid also. Yeah, it doesn't work.
I was planning that.
Because if I would have said, look, it's a really bad question, you'd have been like,
I would have still said that was a good question.
So anyway,
stealing my thunder.
It's a very good question. I didn't think about that. I don't know why specifically the Gemara is tackling the Ni'ilas Asandal. Okay, that's a very good question, Taka. I don't know.
If the Havamina is that he's taking himself, presumably he has all the dinim of the Tainis Tzibor.
Right, of the Tainis Tzibor of the Chumradik of Tainis Tzibor.
Because that was the Gemara's assumption basis for assuming that he's Ni'ilas Asandal.
Right, so his question is, why are we picking on Ni'ilas Asandal? Why are we not picking on Tashim Shamita and Rechitza and Sicha and Vechule? It's an example, you want to say. Okay, this and others. You want to say.
Doesn't he know what he did before he was Kabbalah?
What?
Chashin and Shem. Well, he knows in his mind whether he was Kabbalah himself.
Right, but in other words, when a person says, I'm going to be Kabbalah fast, he doesn't understand the implications of the fast. He just says, I want to fast. So we're afraid. We fear the worst. The fear that when he's thinking like a regular fast, you know? Like a regular fast. Well, what kind of regular fast? Tainis Tzibor.
He doesn't have to say it in front of other people. He doesn't say it to himself. It's not worried about Amar Zayin or anything.
Once he's Makabal upon himself, he were to be Makabal upon himself a Tainis Tzibor, then he would have certain Yisurim.
He just has to slide over.
I can just go back there, you guys could have your little hangout if you want.
He just has to say it to himself. No one has to be there witnessing him saying it.
No, nobody has to be there.
And the day before when he makes.
But the question is, if he's gonna fast and it's not a valid fast because he should be doing more than just not eating, then he hasn't done anything. So, the question is, what is the status of this fast now? because we fear the worst. We fear that maybe he has to go all the way with it. So anyway, okay, why does the Gemara pick on Ilas HaSandal? I don't know. But at any rate, the Gemara says, Hey Chiliyavit. So what should he do? Amar Rava Bar Rav Shila, Rav Bar Shila says, Lema Hachi, he should say the following. He should say, Lamachar, tomorrow, Ehe Lefanacha B'Tainis Yachid. He should specify. He should say, I'm going to have a Tainis Yachid. And Tainis Yachid does not come with it the implications of any Tainis Tzibur. So therefore, if he says that, then he's in the clear. Then he's in the clear, and he's just taking himself upon himself a tainus yachid. In which case, he can just get away with just fasting. Amar le Rabbanan Rav Sheshes, kind of a new topic. The Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, "Haka chazinan, we saw the Rabbanan the Mesaimi Masnayhu va'asu lebeit tanisa. We saw during a public fast during a tainus tzibur." We saw the Rabbanan that were Misanayu. They were wearing leather shoes. Va'asulu beit tanisa, and they came into the Beis Medrash during the Tainis. Like that. So despite the fact that they were Asur ben Ilas HaSandal in this particular fast, we saw that the Rabbanan didn't care. He says that's what he says to Rav Sheshes.
Maybe I missed this, and don't answer the question if I did, but... Like, what's the problem with the shoes if it's not Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur?
Because we have certain Tainis Tzibur that we're going to see, in this Amud, that there is an Isser of Ne'ilas HaSandal, even in certain Tainis Tzibur. Not the ones that we know, Shavuos and Thomas, but...
certain ones.
Yeah. We're going to have...
For Atzirat Geshem, you're
saying? Yeah, for Atzirat Geshem.
So that whole Rav Kahana thing, when we say the word, he went all the way, that he went all the way with these more Machmir... today seem not the ones that we want.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. So, fine. So anyway, that's what the Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes. I saw these rabbis, and during the Tainis Tzibur, in which they otherwise should have been not wearing leather shoes, they were wearing their regular shoes. So Ikbit, he got very upset. Va'amar lahu, and he said to them, Dilma meichel nami echel. Next you're going to tell me that they were eating too. In other words, they have no right to be doing this.
Maybe they should have been.
He's been sarcastic, right? He's a jokester over here, Rav Sheshes. He's saying sarcastic. What, next you're going to tell me that... next you're going to tell me that they were eating too? I mean, they have no right. They have no right to be... Okay. It's interesting anyway. I'm just thinking about this now. But it's interesting anyway because, you know, typically when we think of, let's say, Yom Kippur, for example, so there's obviously an Isser Kares when it comes to eating, but there's only an Isser Lav when it comes to the other Inuyim. Right? I don't know when it comes to these other public fasts. Malach is also an Isser Kares. You're right. I think you're right. But the other Inuyim are not. Well, first of all, Malach is not an Inuy. But okay, all right, Inechanami. But the other Inuyim, Sicha, Rechitza, Tashim, Shemitah, Vechule, those do not come with it in Isser Kares, only in Isser Lav. It seems like almost implicit in what Rav Sheshes is saying is in that the other Tainis Tzibors, where you have Isurim that extend beyond eating, that all of these Inuyim are all one and the same, meaning they all come with it the same level of Isser, because he's equating fasting or eating with putting on shoes, right? As if to say, well, if they're putting on shoes, then I guess they're eating too, you know? So it's like, if you're going to tell me what?
Are the applies in Chislaritz. There's a machlokus, right?
About what?
Rav and Shmuel, about whether it applies in Bavel.
Whether what implies in Bavel?
Whether all the extra Inuyim.
Yeah, extra Inuyim apply in Bavel, exactly.
So that's
yeah.
What this hinges on.
Yeah, that's the next Gemara. Shkoyach, thank you
this
for taking
too.
Away my thunder. What?
No, this Gemara too.
No.
Rav Sheshes didn't hold like Shmuel and
perhaps. Perhaps. Let's see, if you see the flow of the Gemara, it doesn't sound so much like that, but let's see. Says the Gemara anyway. Abaye v'rava ma'aili ki misaimi afanta. Afanasa. I don't know how you
read it. You're skipping it. It's not tinging on Shmuel Rav, the best Gemara. You're not saying it does.
What?
It's not clear that it hinges on Shmuel Rav.
Right, exactly. It's not clear that that Gemara hinges on Shmuel's statement to follow.
Was also less than that.
Yes, but that wasn't Shmuel. That was somebody else.
It has a story and doesn't end.
What do you mean? We haven't finished it yet. Oh, I can tell you how it ended. You're like a pilot who gets into the city. You're like, welcome to this city. He's getting there himself.
Bayan Rav is a continuation of this previous Gemara with Rav Sheshes.
What?
There's a Bayan Rav story is a continuation of the story of the,
well,
of the previous
it's a, different, it's a different story. These are all different stories. You know, right? I mean,
same idea. All right.
Okay. Oh, we haven't gotten there yet. Abai and Rava ma'ailik misamia afanasa. Abai and Rava, so when they, during this public fast, they went up, I guess, to the base mandrish, kimisamia afanasa. They were not wearing their soles, right? They were not wearing shulayim. They were not wearing soles on their shoes. They seems like they were wearing just the upper part, like the leather part, the upper leather or the upper whatever you call it. I'm not sure if it was a... I'm not sure if they were trying to make a point by wearing something that is unusual, to make a point that there should be an Isser of the Ilus Sandal, or perhaps...
Elyon?
No, that's not what it is. Well, okay. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis says, Perish b'minol she'en shulayim. Okay? Shula, Sula Balaz. Sula Balaz. It's soul. So it doesn't have a soul. That's what Tosis says. It says mafush. Maybe you're reading from Rashi. Rashi says an unintelligible word.
Maybe it's like having stones in your, you know.
Having stones what?
It's the soul that counts. So maybe it's like, you know, like people who put stones in their shoes because they don't want to.
They don't want to feel tsar.
Right.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. So this is from Rashi.
How does this shoe look?
What?
What does this shoe look like? I don't get what this shoe is about.
I don't even know that it's a formal shoe. I don't know.
It's the point of wearing shoes.
It's not a sandal. Well, even sandals have some kind of.
Bottom is the main part of the shoe.
Sole. Yeah, the bottom is the main part of the shoe. So it seems like they were using some kind of like covering to their foot. And then wrapping it around, or maybe some kind of sock. It's hard to understand exactly what they were doing, but they were clearly making a mark. They were trying to.
Obviously, a simon, just like switching the left and right. Is a simon.
We're getting there. This whole gemara. You're just giving away the whole gemara here.
No, but obviously, you said before. Maybe it's a remez. So obviously, it's a remez.
Enechanami.
If it's the leather part, could it just be replaced by a non-leather part? Could it be the shoe?
I don't know.
We're saying it's the shoe minus the sole, just the high top aspect of it. Minus nothing at the bottom. With no possibility anything to replace that part.
Your guess is as good as mine. Nike. I don't know if they were doing it Mishum Hecker. I don't know if they were doing it Mishum Tsar. I don't know if they were doing it to protect the upper part of their foot. I don't know.
It's a good idea for Nike and for Asics.
Very good idea for Nike. These
look into these things. This is the new line
next,
of
the
shoes.
Next LeBrons. These are the next LeBrons. Okay. So say that. It's very good. Right. The era of Jesus. Okay. So yeah, anyway. Sure. So says the says the Gemara. Okay. says the Gemara. Mereimar umar zutra. Machalfi diamino lismolo dismolo liamina. Mereima and Marzutra, what did they do? They put their left foot in a right shoe and their right foot in a left shoe. So they switched it around. Again, I don't know if they're doing it Mishum Tsar, like Rabbi Yaakov said, maybe they were just, it's like putting stones in your shoes, it's, you know, making Tsar, or they were doing it make a hecker. Like they look really, like, look what we're doing, you know? Because maybe a lot of people that back then wore walked around barefoot, in which case it wouldn't have been such a big hecker for them to walk around barefoot, so instead they pulled a swaparuni. I don't know the answer. These are all questions. Okay? These are things that you can ponder when you're trying to fall asleep at night. Rabbanan, the Bei Ravashi, the Rabbanan of the base management of Ravashi, Nafki Kirochayu, they went out completely normally, meaning they went out with their shoes. With their total, just complete LeBrons. Savri, because they thought, they held, Ki Hada Amar Shmuel Ein Tainis Tzibur B'Bavel. The restrictions beyond fasting do not exist in Bavel. Therefore, any time in Bavel there is a fast declared, they do not come with them the Chamesh Sinuyim, Ela B'Tisha B'Av Bilvad, except for Tisha B'Av. So that's what Shmuel said. So Shmuel held that, and therefore they held like Shmuel, and they were totally fine wearing shoes normally. Okay. That's an exciting Gemara. What? No. Amar of Yehuda Marav. What?
I was thinking Babel, there should be more tzar because there's more.
They're disconnect from the spiritual place. They need that element to bring them to the truth.
No. Yeah, the
rain
was
more in Tzashon.
Huh?
The rain was more available than in Babel.
That's correct. That's Svar and Yod Aleph and Beis. Sounds like from Tosfos that only during a tiny seaboard Lagabe Geshamim did they not hold the Chamesh Sinuyim because they had plenty of rain. But in a tiny seaboard that was declared outside of rain per se, then maybe they did.
What
kind
of seabers are there?
What?
What kind of tiny seabers are there?
I don't know. I don't know. Can the Rabbanan declare a tiny seaboard for something other than, I don't know, a dever? They can claim a tiny seaboard for a dever. I don't know. Tzarechin. Gemara says, I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. This is an interesting Gemara. Love Adam Tanisu Poreya. A person can borrow against his tinus, and then he can pay it back another time. So if a person takes upon himself a tinus, okay, now it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, what kind of tinus he's taking upon himself. Is he saying, tomorrow I'm going to fast? Or is he saying, Stam, I'm taking upon myself 10 fasts, you know, in the next year, and then at some point he decides he wants to, you know, make those fasts. So let's say the following Monday he decides, okay, I'll fast today. But he can, if he wants, he can borrow against those fasts, meaning he can push off those fasts and poreya and pay it off another time and say, you know what, I'm not going to fast today. I'm going to do it another time.
What's the interest rate?
That's the interest rate on the borrow.
And then Erev Rosh Hashanah, you annul your vows and you debauch all your shleisa?
No, he's going to make it up. He wants to make it up.
Do we have interest or with interest?
That's the prime rate. Interest, right? No prime. What? So anyway, that's what Gemara says. He can do that. He can say, you know what? I'm not going to do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. Ki amrise kabidim Shmuel. When I mentioned this in front of Shmuel, Amar Lee, he said to me the following. Now, there are two Lashonos in this Gemara as to what Shmuel responded. The first Lashon that he responded is, V'chi neder kabalalei. What, did the guy accept upon himself a neder by saying he's going to fast? Is that a neder? Does that have the chumrah of a neder? The tkifus of a neder? When he said I'm going to fast, all he was saying was I'm going to be mitzar myself. I want to put myself through a little bit of pain. So if the guy can handle it, then let him handle it. If he can't handle it, then he doesn't have to handle it. The Gemara sounds like Shmuel is saying, he doesn't have to make it up. If he decides that he can handle it, let him do it. And if he decides it's too much for me, then don't do it, because it's not an eder. So he doesn't have to worry about it. That's the way the Gemara sounds. The Gemara sounds like Shmuel is being awfully makel with the guy, saying, you know what, it's not a neder, so don't worry about it too much. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Tosas, however, has a different girsa. He has a different girsa entirely in the Gemara. Okay? He doesn't learn anything about, what, did he accept upon himself a neder, that he doesn't have to pay it back? No. Tosas doesn't learn that. Tosas just says, in Divra Maskel, it's the third Tosas, Divra Maskel, the imatzer mitzar nafshe avid, ilo matzi mitzar nafshe lo avid. If he can handle it, let him do it. If he can't handle it, he should not do it. Says Tosas, umishum hachi ka amar Shmuel. So what Shmuel is really saying is, the lo vetaniso porea dafke hechid lo matzi mitzar nafshe. If the guy cannot handle it, then he has to be porea. Then he should pay it back. Ava matzi, el hechid the matzi mitzar nafshe, lo matzi lo levos taniso. But if the guy can handle it, he has no right to borrow against it. So this is drastically different than how we read the Gemara. Our girsa of the Gemara is that Shmuel is saying, if he wants to do it, let him do it. If he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to do it. This version of Shmuel is really saying that the only time the guy is allowed to pay it off another time is if he can't handle it today. So today's a really bad day. It's very hot. He's not going to be able to handle his fast. So then he can do it another day. But if he can handle his fast, because it's regular 70 degrees, whatever you call that in Celsius, I can't figure Celsius out. But if he can handle it, then he has no right to be poreya. It's a very different reading. It's a very different read. Anyway, the Gemara goes on and says, Ika da Amri. There are others that say that Shmuel said something different. What did he say? Amar Rav Yehuda Merav. Rav Yehuda Merav said, Lova Adam Taniso Poreya, a person can borrow his against his fast and pay it off another day. And Kiyam Rise Kabid Shmuel, when I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Li Shmuel said, Shita, it's obvious. It's obvious that if the guy declared a fast, then he can do it another day. Lo yehe elo neder, because it's exactly like a neder. Neder milo matzi boy lishlumi omeza lamacher liyoma achrina. When it comes to a neder, if a person says, I'm gonna give tzedakah. So if he doesn't give tzedakah tomorrow, what does he do? He's gotta pay it off another day. So just like a neder is, you make a neder, I'm gonna do something. If you don't do it the following day or the following availability, you do it another time. That's how anyway neder works. Right? We learned about nedarim in Rosh Hashanah. Machlokes tanoim as to when you're chayiv on bal ta'acher. When you're over the lav of bal ta'acher, is it after one chag? Is it after three chagim? If it's three chagim, could it be after three chagim in order? But as today, right after Shavuos, I make a neder. At the very least, the very worst, according to Reb Meir, I have until Sukkot to pay it off. So a neder, I have room to pay it off. So why should a tainus be any different? What? Right, that's a neder. That's according to this gear. So that's a neder. What? No. So the person may. Oh, so a person says, "This is where the machlokas rishonim comes in. If the guy says, I'm going to fast tomorrow, okay, I'm going to fast tomorrow, then he has no right to make it up because that tomorrow becomes the fast. It's almost like we say there's a chiluk between a neder and a nedava, right? If a person makes a nedava. Mirkus makes a nether, says, Hare Elizu, I'm gonna bring this animal. So if the animal goes, then he goes, right? He doesn't have to he's potter. But if he makes a stam nedava, then he has to. He has to continue to pay it off. So anyway, some are showing him hold that if a person declares tomorrow as the fast, he has no right to be Porea. He's gotta do it tomorrow. There's no other day to do it.
What do you mean there's no other day to do it?
If you say I'm going to do it tomorrow and you don't do it tomorrow, then there's no other chalos. When else you can
make it up?
You can't make it up because it's only tomorrow. You're done. I mean, if you didn't do tomorrow, then there's no, you know, there's no tomorrow. There's no beyond tomorrow.
Saying I'm going to fast versus I'm going to fast tomorrow.
Correct. Exactly. If I'm going to fast, I can make the fast anytime I want. That would be like a neder, like an open ended neder. Whereas if I said I'm going to fast tomorrow, you'd better fast tomorrow because that's your neder. Okay. Anyway, that's the second girsa according to Shmuel.
And if you do the Kabbalah, and then some, like the Gro says, you say Beli Neder in the
yes.
Kabbalah, then you're
Then you're good. Then you're good. You should all Kabbalahs should be made Beli Neder.
According to the first girsa,
Shemai Mi.
If he's not Matzi, he's not in the mood. He never has to do it even another day.
According to our girsa, he never has to do it. It's awesome.
Even if he originally said he's going to do 7, 10 fasts.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he changes Monday, right? Like,
yeah.
He said, right, like the Rishonim will say that he's going to do a lot. And then at the end, he specifies this day. He still doesn't have to do it.
Correct.
He's
correct.
Short one fast.
Correct. There are other caveats to this. The Re, in Tosis over here, a little bit deeper in Tosis, the Re discusses what if you took upon yourself a fast, and then you started fasting halfway through the day, or maybe even a quarter through the day, and then you decide, I'm not feeling so well, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. Can you then back out and say, I'll do it another day? Or does it have to be in the beginning of the day where you decide, you know what, no, I'm not going to do this? So the re is of the opinion that you can't be poreya. You can't be lovo poreya if you started the fast already. Once you're neck deep in the fast, you better complete it, Charlie. Complete it, Charlie. Anyway, says the guard. What?
A person forgets, and the person sits down, he has a whole entire meal.
Yeah.
So he can make up, no?
Yeah, then the Torah, he can make it up. Yeah. Yeah, then he can make it up.
This is not talking about like a regular Tainus Seber, like the standard.
No, it's not Tainus Seber. This is a Tainus Yachid.
It's not talking about Tainus Yachid.
Tainus Yachid all the way. That's my vote.
The rest of everybody would just say, I'm not in the mood, it's the summer, because Shavuos Matam is always in the summer, so I'll say, you know, I'll do it in the winter. It's easier.
That's a good Jew.
What?
Okay, you're a very good Jew. Says the guy.
It doesn't apply to those kind of fasts. These are just individual fasts.
Individual fasts. Rav Yehoshua Bered Rav Idi. Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rav Idi, Ikla Labei Rav Asi. He went up to the base benesh of Rav Asi. And Avdulay, there, they made for him an Egla Tilsa. They made for him a three-year-old calf. These three-year-old calves, let me tell you, these things taste fantastic. They made for him an Egla Tilsa, which was a delicacy. This was the creme de la creme. This was the best,
lamb.
It was a, what?
Meaning they cooked it.
I don't know, cooked it, roasted it, I don't know what they did with it. They made it, they prepared it.
Okay.
Yeah, barbecue, you prefer a barbecue?
No, I was like thinking they made it, like they made an Ego Zaha. Like no, they made, like they made it. But,
no, you did not make an Ego Zaha. This is a... No, no, that's
or that they got the oven.
None of those are correct. None of those are correct. I would say good question, but then I know he's gonna say, yeah, I was thinking about that also.
Right.
So I'm not gonna go there.
Right.
Anyway, Egla Tilsa. They made for him a very fine egel. And Amr Leh, they said to him, Lito Mar Midi, why don't you taste some of this? This is good stuff. Amr Leh, so he said to them, no. Amr Lehu, he said to them, Betanisa Yasiv, no, I'm in the middle of a tinus. I can't do that. Amr Leh, so they said to him, Veluzif Mar Velifra. Why don't you borrow against the fast, and then you can pay it off? Okay. Now this is obviously.
Say we'll save you for you some for tomorrow.
I guess it's not as good the following day. It's like a leftover. Nobody
I'll
wants leftovers.
I'll gladly pay you too fast tomorrow for a fast today.
What?
I'll gladly pay you.
Exactly.
And play with me the amplifier.
Sounds like the Gemara of last week. That ago.
That said.
It said like he went to this this guy and the guy and he said he's fasting like he just made it up.
Yeah, we did have that, Taka. You're right. We had a very similar Gemara where the guy just made it up. Here, right. Yes, you're right. And there was a Tosis earlier that discussed particularly this Gemara. Anyway, you're right. It's similar.
Fast name to be named later.
Fast name to be, exactly, right. And cash considerations. So the Gemara says... why don't you borrow against it? Lo savar mar, doesn't mar hold that laha da amar of Yehuda Marav lova adam tanisu upareya? But Yehuda Marav said you can borrow against it, you can pay back another time, why don't you go for it? Amar Lahuis, he said to them, no, I can't. Why? Because this is different from all other fasts. Why is this fast different from all other fasts? Because tainis chalom hu, I'm fasting a tainis chalom. A tainis chalom is extremely chamur. The Amar Rava Bar Machsia, Amar Rav Chama Bar Giura, Guria, Amar Rav. In the name of Rav, it was stated, Yafe Tainis Lachalom Ke'esh Luna Uris. Tainis is good for a chalom, for a bad dream, like fire is to flax. Fire consumes flax very quickly. So too, that a tainis against the bad chalom, it will consume the bad chalom.
Is there a negative?
Very well.
A negative or positive
connotation? There's a positive connotation to this. It gets rid of it. Like fire would get rid of flax in a hurry. A bad chalom can be consumed. It can be obliterated by a good tainis. So tainis chalom is a big zach. How big is it, you ask?
How big is it?
Right. So of Amr of Chizdo Ubo Bayom. So much so that if you have a bad chalom, which the Beis Yosef discusses exactly what is a bad chalom, it's not really a subjective thing. There's got to be certain criteria to just how bad the chalom has got to be in order for you to get into to warrant a tainis chalom. But at any rate, if you do meet that criteria, then ubo bayom, you should fast on that day. It's not simply that you should say, at some point I will fast for this bad chalom. You've got to do it on that day. Even if it's Shabbos, you got to do it. Which is a problem, because on Shabbos we have a mitzvah. At the very least, we have a mitzvah, and at the very most, we might have it might be a mitzvah d'oraisa of eating, possibly shalosh seudos with lechem on Shabbos. So what does it mean? What's the solution?
He should eat his three meals all on Friday night.
Can't do that. It's got to be Friday night, Shabbos, and thing. But at any rate, you got to. If you had a Chinese chalom, you tried. It's a good try. But anyway, my takante. So then, what is the takana? What is the fix? If the guy fasts on Shabbos, he's going to be violating all the mitzvahs of not eat, of fasting on Shabbos.
Very, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but you're fasting on Shabbos, so we're going to make you have two. It just seems counterintuitive. It would seem that, more logically speaking, you would just not be able to.
You got to fast bo bayom. You got to fast bo bayom. So you got to do the fast bo bayom. So then you're stuck. What do you do?
Even though if Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, we would push it off.
Even if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av can't fall on Shabbos.
Of course it can.
The ninth of Av can fall.
No, I'm saying we don't commemorate
this year.
The primary observance.
What? Oh, is it Nidche this year?
Okay. Yeah. Although when it's Nidche, we still take on some of the Eros on Shabbos, right? I thought we take on some of the.
Not really.
No. What do we take upon ourselves on Shabbos?
I thought that
Ilas HaSandal is not. Ilas HaSandal is we take off right after Motzei Shabbos. We take off our shoes. Maybe you might be right about Tashrei Shemitah. You might be right about Tashrei Shemitah. Come to think of it, there might be an issue with Tashrei Shemitah simply because Tashmish is very. It's not an active avelus. Right, so it's not like you're marking it as a day of Avelus if you refrain from Tashmish. It could be that you're right about Tashmish. Okay. I'm not sure. That's going to be your homework. Okay, thank you very much for volunteering. Okay, thank you very much.
Says
what? So that's what I just said. The Beis Yosef has a list of what dreams qualify as a dream that would warrant a Tainus Kalom. It's very defined. It's very defined. You can't. It's not just time. Like you woke up. You're like you realize that the Cavs lost.
Right.
Like that doesn't do it. Like that's not good enough. Like if you're a Cavs fan, it doesn't do it.
Who lost?
It doesn't matter.
What about like Zemiris?
What?
What about the politics? Even that Shabbos from Tisha B'Av is Nidcha when it's the ninth of Av is on Shabbos. Zemiris as per normal.
Yes. Yes. I will allow you.
What's the problem?
I will permit.
Okay. You on the job.
I don't know. I don't think it's very essential. Doesn't seem to be an issue. All right. These chairs are very, very fascinating. It's very fascinating. Anyway, the Mishnah continues.
The baby might join the shiur.
The Mishnah continues. What we had previously learned in the previous Mishnah was that if there's no rain by Rosh Chodesh, then the Yechidim start to fast, and they fast three fasts. What? A Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Okay? Then the Yechidim fast. Now, if that is not successful, then we have the Tzibur join in, and they have to fast as well. But it comes with many leniencies, because they only have to start the fast in the daytime. And they don't have any of the inuyim besides fasting. So it's pretty mako. But, says the Mishnah, picking up with that, Avru Elu Velo Nanu. What if these three fasts of the Tzibur go by, and again, there's no rain? So then Bezdin gets a little bit stricter. Gozrin Gimel Taniyos HaCheirus Al HaTzibur. There are three further fasts on the Tzibur. Ochlam Mishosin only Miba'od Yom. You're only allowed to eat and drink Miba'od Yom while it's still day. But once the day is over, then starting the nighttime, you can't eat anymore. And Asurin Bemlacha, Uber Achitza, Uber Sicha, Uber Nilsa, Sando Lobtash and Shamita. You're not allowed to do work, which the Gemara will discuss. Why can't you do work? What's the big idea? Uber Achitza, you can't wash, Uber Sicha, and you cannot do Sicha, which is anointing yourself with oils and spreading it over your skin. Nilsa, Sando Tash and Shamita, you can't do either. And we lock up the bathhouses, so you don't get any temptations.
To do what? Take a bath?
To take a shower.
You know, private showers in people's house.
They had many public merchatzos. For men and for women, so that's where men and women bathed often.
The first
no bathing at the mikveh or the gym or anything.
What? No, it wasn't at the gym. It wasn't at the local JCC. No.
So you were stuck.
So that was the second set of three fasts.
But the first fast you could have sicha.
Yes, you may anoint yourself, my friend.
It sounds like
my lad.
Like in a fast, you shouldn't have that.
What?
It sounds like in the past you shouldn't have that.
You shouldn't have sicha. The first set were very makel.
Doesn't give dates for the second set.
I would imagine it's the same. It's the following Monday, Thursday, Monday.
Well, the beginning is Monday, Thursday, Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's Monday, Thursday, Monday. What?
Doesn't it have to do with the day of the month? Zion, the Cheshvan.
Yeah, no.
First set of three.
The first set of three is starting Aleph Cheshvan. Is the first three Yechidim. Then the following Monday, Thursday, Monday is the Tzibur.
That was last Mishnah?
That was last Mishnah, yeah.
Well, the following Monday, Thursday, Monday after the first.
The following Monday, Thursday, Monday after the first set of Monday, Thursday, Mondays. So you have a week. You have a week.
Two sets. Yeah. And this week you have.
And then we're gonna have a total of three sets. The third set is gonna be a longer set. Stick around. We're getting exciting now. We're only on the second set of it.
Third set really, because the first set involved the 3 days and then another three.
Again, the first three sets at Aleph Cheshvan is Yechidim. It's not the Tzibur. Right. The second set, which is really the first set for the Tzibur, is three, Monday, Thursday, Monday, following the Yechidim's set. Now we're on that. Now our mission picks up with the second set of three. And then, Avru Elu Velo Nanu, if those pass and there's no rain, Bezdin goes around laying Od Sheva Shehin Yud Gimel Tanios. You got another seven. So you got 7 + 3 + 3 equals?
13. Lucky 13.
7 + 3 + 3? 13.
13. Very good. That's the Gimel Tanios. That's 13 Tanios. Alat Zibor. Hare Elu Yaseiros Alabishonos. Now these last seven are even more strict than the last three, which were pretty bad, as it were, because you couldn't eat already starting at nighttime, and you had all the other inuyim along with it. So how are these any worse? Shebe'elu, because then these guys, masriyan. What they would do is they would be masriya. Now, it'll be in a machlekes in the Gemara what masriyan means, whether it means they blew the shofar or whether it means they were davening, wailing in their tefillos. But at any rate... What? Yeah, they were davening Shachris Mincha Marav. Here is a different set of crying, like they would gather together, and maybe say Yud Gimel Midos Ra, something like that, you know. That's what they did. Furthermore, Vanoal and Esachanuyos, also the markets, right, the makolets would close up. They would lock their doors. B'sheini matinim chashecha. Already when it started getting nighttime, they would start to open the chanuyos. So during the day they would keep it closed. When it started getting towards nighttime, they would start to open the doors. U'b'chamishi mutarin mepnei kvod Shabbos. But on Thursday they would keep the makolets open because of kavod Shabbos. People needed to do their shopping. So they would keep their stores
open. On Monday night and Thursday.
So essentially, it was really only since it was a Monday, Thursday, Monday. It was actually Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. So it's only the Mondays that we were really closing.
The other days they were open. Sunday, the other Thursday, Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. The other days they were open.
The only times they closed it was on the days of the fast.
Fast. Yes, indeed. Exactly.
What?
Avru Elu Velo Nanu. When these passed and they were not, if after these 13. There was still no rain, so then mematin b'maso matan. Then what they would do is they would start decreasing how much business they did. And so if you're in the office from 9 to 5, then you make it a 12 to 5 day, or you make it a 9 to 3 day, right? See how your boss likes that. B'binyan u'b'netia, they would stop building for pleasure, meaning if you needed a house, you needed a house. If you needed fruits and vegetables to live on, then you'd be allowed to. But other netiyos show pleasure of simcha, you weren't allowed to do. The erisin of benesuin, and also erisin and nesuin, they would cut down on.
What does that mean? Cut down. You either get married or you don't.
Right. You don't. You don't do it. You don't get married. No nesuin.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, I think the mamat is a good question. It's a good question. he's laughing. So, but I think that the mamatin is only in reference to the masu matan, but not in reference to the erisin, the suin, and even binyan and the tia. I think those are all. Those were cut out. Lagamra. I think that's the pashtus. And ubishelo shalom and the chaveru. They would also cut down on, hey, how you doing? They would stop doing that. It would be a very sad time. and you would feel rejected. Like people who were rejected by Hashem. That's really what it was. I mean, we were fasting 3 fasts of the Yechidim, 13 fasts altogether from the Tzibur, and Hashem still says no. We were literally rejected by Hashem. So we should feel it. We should feel that rejection. Then Hayechidim Chozrin Umesanin. The Yechidim would go back and they would fast. Right? Now, it's an interesting lashon that the Yechidim would go back and fast. What do you mean? The Yechidim, weren't the Yechidim fasting with the Tzibur all along? So what does it mean? They were Chozrin, they were go back. So I think what it means is, I haven't seen this anywhere, but I think what it means is they would fast, but they wouldn't fast with the stringencies of the
Rabbi.
Later fasts. The later fasts of the Tzibur were extremely strict. They had to eat only during the day, but at night they had to start fasting, and they were usher in the Chamisha Sinuyim. That wasn't the case. The Yechidim would go back and fast, but they would only fast during the daytime. They wouldn't have the Adinuyim.
Wouldn't be Tzibur, it would just be the Yechidim.
Just be the Yechidim, and they would do it. They would fast like the old, like they used to.
Chozrin means going back to the way it was in the beginning.
Go back to the way it was in the beginning, right?
Without the Tzibur and without the restrictions.
Exactly. Ad sheyetzei Nisan, until Nisan went out. Yatza Nisan v'yardu gesham. If Nisan went out and there was no Geshem, meaning all the way from Tishrei, all the way through Nisan, there was no rain, that's a terrible thing. Simen klala. It would be a simen klala if rain came after that.
Let's say in a regular year, rain comes after. Like a regular year, like this year, where it did rain during the winter.
That'd be fine.
Like this year, it rained a lot after Nissan. There was the big thunderstorm. It was very bad. It was bad. And I heard a shiur about it from Rav Schwartz. You know, Schwartz, it's a big simen klala. A couple of weeks ago, when it rained a lot, it was very bad. It was flooding. It was crazy.
The flooding, flooding.
It was crazy rain. So that was. But that has nothing to do. But that wasn't a year like this year that's described in the Mishnah. This year is only when there's no rain. Year it did rain during the winter.
So we're safe. Shenemar, as it says, Shaloka Sirachita Mayom, right? The Shmuel is chastising the people and saying, if you don't get back in line, then I'm going to show you rain. It's Sirachita, and this is the time when you harvest your grain, and I'm going to show you rain during that
Torah
time, which is going to be bad. What?
Torah Parshas Korach.
After Torah Parshas Korach, excellent. Okay, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Yeah. It's right on the bend. Okay. What?
Wait till next year. In the years
and if that doesn't work, then wait until next year, buddy.
Like
that's
in baseball.
What?
Like in baseball, wait until next year.
Exactly. If you're an Orioles fan, you wait until next year. You're done? Okay. We're going on.
This is not the right next year.
What?
This is not the right next year to wait until Orioles.
Right. Says the Gemara, okay, did I put you to sleep already? Okay, sorry about that. Says the Gemara, we're going until here. We do an Amud a day, right? We do an Amud. What happened to Reiser? How did I lose Reiser? I never lose Reiser. What? No, I thought they was going to get tea. I'm like, that's a very long tea. What? He broke his fast. Bishlama.
I rose, since we don't have Reiser.
You rose since you don't have Reiser. Excellent. Very good. Very good. That's a good chop. Says the Gemara, Bishlama kulhu isbuhu tanu. Now, I understand why we stopped doing the other 5, because there's Tanug. There's Tanug in Sicha, Rechitza, Nilsa Sandal, Hashem Shamita. So those are things Mishum Oneg. So you get enjoyment from them. So I understand we should be cutting back from them. But Rechitza, Sicha, Hashem Shamita, Ava Malacha, Tsaru. Nobody likes doing work. So why are you cutting back on work? I mean, what's the Tanug in work? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ordinarily, we wouldn't be cutting back on work, but we have Xeris Akasif. Amr of Chiz, Amr of Yermia Baraba, Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, Kid Shut Tzom. You should sanctify the fast. Kiru Atzara, you should call it a day of ingathering. Isfu Zakanim, gather the elders. So in this Tzom, it mentions Atzara. What is Atzara? Atzara is like Atzeres. Atzeres, ki atzeres. So this fast is like an atzeres. Ma atzeres asur asiyas malacha. Just like atzeres is asur and asiyas malacha, you can't do malacha. Aftinus, so too, when it comes to a fast like this, you need to cut back on asiyas malacha. Asur asiyas malacha. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, if you're going to say that, if you're going to compare... If you're going to compare the tainus to atzeres, ima atzeres miurta, af tainus nami miurta. Wait a minute. Why don't we say that not being able to to do work should also be at night, because we're saying it's like Atzeres, so then we should say that the Tatsias Malacha should also take place at night, but it doesn't. It takes place only during the day. So Amar Reb Zera says, L'diti mifrishali minei Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. I understand Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba's Zeres HaKosav that he brings, this pasuk that he brings, the interpretation of Atzeres. I understand it the following way. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Isvu Zakenim. It says at the end of the pasuk, you should gather in the Zakenim. So what's the Zakenim gathering for? Dumya da Asifa Zakenim. It should be similar to the Asifa Zakenim. Ma Asifa Zakenim Bayom, Afsom Nami Bayom. Just like the Asifa Zakenim only happens during the day, as we will see soon, so too, the Asiyas Malacha is only Bayom. So even though you might want to compare the Asiyas Malacha to Atzeres in the full extent, the Pasuk is actually telling you, no, don't take it to the full degree, but rather it's like the Asifa Zakenim, which only happens in the afternoon. It only happens during the day. So says the Gemara, wait a minute then. Ve'ema mitiera. Maybe I should tell you it should only be, the Isra of Asiyas Malacha should only be from Chatzos. Why? Because just like the Asifa Zakenim is only at Chatzos, as we will soon see, so to Asiyas Malacha should only be Usur from Chatzos. So the Gemara says, no, Amar of Shisha, Bered Rav Idi, Misayale L'Rav Huna. This is a proof for Rav Huna da Amar, Mitzafra Kenufia. They would actually gather even in the morning time. So therefore, since the Asifa happened in the morning time, Asiyas Malacha is Usur in the morning time. So we learn the Isser of Asiyas Malacha from the pasuk that says, Kidshu Tzom and Atzara. You should call it an Atzara. So just like Atzeres is Asr Malacha, so too the Tzom is an Isser Malacha. But the Isser Malacha does not take the full-blown status of Atzeres. It's rather tempered by Isvu Zakenim, the Asifa Zakenim, which happens in the daytime. Fine.
What is it?
Because Rav Huna says that the Kenufia of the Zakenim actually happened in the morning.
What is that?
Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, who says that the Isra Malacha is during the day, holds like Rav Huna. That's what the Gemara said. In the morning. What is
the Asifa Zakenim?
That's what we're going to see right now. Versus Hechiyavdi, what did the Zakenim do? What happened over here? Amar Abaye. This is what happened. During the fast day, this is what happened. Mitzafra ad palga d'yoma, from morning time until chatzos, ma'ininan b'mili d'masa. They would be ma'ayin in the goings-on of the city, the actions of the city, meaning what's gone wrong with our city. Something's gone wrong because we have no rain. So first they do an investigation into what is our city doing. Are we giving proper tzedakos? How are our tfilos? V'chule v'chule. So they're ma'ayin into the actions of the city. Mikan ve'elech, from chatzosan on, riva d'yoma karinam b'safra v'aftarta. A quarter of the second half of the day, so the third quarter of the day, they would read the Sefer Torah and the Haftorah. Mikan ve'elech, from then on, Ba'inan Rachme. Then they start to daven. So the fourth quarter, right? This is the fourth quarter of the day. They would start to daven. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayakumu alamdam. They got up from their seats. They got up. Vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem. They read from the Sefer Torah. Revius hayom, for a quarter of the day. Revius misvadim u'mishachnen Hashem Elokeihem. And the other quarter, they would bow down to Hashem. It would be mizvade and bow down to Hashem. So the Gemara says, okay, but who says which quarter they did what? You're telling me the third quarter they did the Sefer Torah and the Haftarah, and the fourth quarter they did the davening. Maybe Ipochana, maybe I'll switch it around. Maybe one quarter was the third quarter was really davening, and the fourth quarter was Sefer Torah and the Haftarah. How do you know that what the order is? So the Gemara says, Lo sakadaitech. Don't think that way. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Ve'ila yasfu kol chored b'divrei Elokei Yisrael. And to me, they gathered. Anybody who was chored b'divrei Elokei Yisrael, anybody who was afraid of Hashem, who had yiras Hashem, al ma'al ha'gola, on the Me'ila of the Gola, of the fact that the Gola was responsible for taking advantage of Hashem, Uksiv. And the Pasuk then says, Uba Mincha Sa'erev Kamti Mitanesi, at Mincha time I got up from my tainis, the Efrisha Kapai El Hashem, at Mincha time I got up from my tainis, and I davened to Hashem. So we see from here that the davening happened after Mincha time. So from Chatzos until Mincha time, they read from the Sefer Torah, and then Uba Mincha Sa'erev Kamti Mitanesi, I got up from my tainis, and I started to daven. So that's where we get it from. The first came the Torah Salakim.
I mean, the first quarter they did the Torah and the second quarter they did the...
You want to say that maybe even the first quarter, how do you know that the first half... One second.
Maybe the first half was the thing talking about the problem. Maybe it was the second quarter and the third quarter.
So the... You have...
Thank God we have the salvation.
Right. So the first pasuk says, "Avani Yoshev Meshomeim Ad LeMincha Sa'erev." They would be ma'ayin into the middle of the masa until Mincha Sa'erev. Well, the Mincha Sa'erev Kamti Mitanesi. What? Around Chatzos time, I'm guessing. And then they would get up to Davin. Kamti Mitanesi. Ubekar Bekari Bigdu Meili VeEchra Al Birkayev Afresha Kapay El Hashem. Huh. You're saying, "Mikam ba'el the ainer rachman." What? So again, according to the Gemara over here, the first quarter they were safer Torah Salakim.
So it's not right. It's when they did the third quarter.
V'alai yasvu kochar be'vishom lakim. V'ani yoshev mishamim ad mincha sa'erev.
I didn't prepare this, so I don't know. What do you think? It's a question?
I don't know. I have to look at Rash. Let's see. Well, let me see Rashi quickly. He's quoting the pasuk. In the other half, bo rachmi ad panya. They would daven until the erev. Mechlal de palga ad panya until it got dark. Mechlal de palga kama, which implies that the first palga, in other words, it doesn't say in the pasuk explicitly what the third quarter was. It only says that the fourth quarter, from mincha time and on, was davening. So mechlal, that implies, that's where he learns it from. Mechlal, it implies the palga kama me'in demili demasa.
It wasn't spiritual things. It was more like day to day things. Third quarter they were doing the Torah, and the fourth quarter they were davening.
Yeah.
You know, if we didn't have the salvation, we'd be in this boat.
What are you talking about?
No, we didn't have enough water. And like this year, we'd have to be doing this. Since we have the salination,
you know,
rain. I mean,
she's
minimal rain.
What's going on over here? Wow, that was a long shiver.
Yeah.